I want to congratulate Bob Sadora on being selected as Realtor of the Year. And we are very, very proud of him and all that he represents. And certainly this is a great honor. Congratulations, Bob.
Thank you, Senator.
I love that bit.
Thank you. That's really a great honor. I mean, the awarding of being Realtor of the Year is obviously a great honor. But to have a sitting United States Senator take the time out of his busy schedule to recognize that and congratulate me is truly, truly an honor. Look at Dan's going to tears.
Teared up. I'm not worthy. I can't.
I'll let you stay for another. You can have a little bit.
Thanks.
Yeah, the senator's doing well, they said, after follow-up surgery. Yep. Wish him well. Yeah.
Yep.
Senator Bozeman.
It's good. It's okay when you have the surgery when it's planned.
Yeah.
You know you're going to do
it. Unexpected stuff.
Exactly.
This week in real estate.
Rushing through the door is not a good thing for a surgery.
Hey, follow along. RetireToArkansas.net is the website. And, I mean, there's so much information right here. You can look at Century 21 listings, other properties. Take a look at the Z Team.
Yes, sir.
And contact them through the email. There's the phone number listed and beautiful pictures of the Twin Lakes area.
All kinds of ways that you can contact us on there. And we're just, it's been a very busy month. 2 months, 3 months. Summer's been very good. The kids, as I have a tendency to call them, have just been kicking, just doing a great job. We put a deal together with Mallory. We were out showing together yesterday evening. Jordan's been doing great. Reese is doing good.
You got a great team.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing after another. Deb Smith has just come on board, and she's going to help us with some of the work up in Missouri and up in that area up north up there.
We work in Ozark County?
Yeah, Ozark County and Baxter up in the hinterlands up there on the other side of the lake where they don't really have any service. They feel a lot of those people, they're in Marion and Baxter County, but they feel that they're part of Missouri because they get their mail from Missouri. They get, you know, they're in a different, it's like a little island up there. And Deb's going to do a great job for us up there and a great job for herself, obviously.
Just got a text I need to share. Congratulations, Bob and the Z Team. So proud of you and how you serve the community and help people. Couldn't think of anyone more well-deserved of this honor, Senator Missy Irvin.
Thank you very much, Miss. Thank you very much. and we've been, you know, we've done good. I use that song, Humble and Kind, and, you know, turn back around and help the next one in line, and that's what we've done, and that's what we're trying to do and trying our best to continue to do. And it's to help bring new blood into the realtor family and to bring people that are well-trained, not just, you know, go buy a box of cards and there's a desk, go sell stuff. There's a little more to it than that. And through our training and through the help and the guidance and having that hand on the shoulder saying, look, this is what we need to do, then that's going to make a difference. You know, 10 years from now, these people are still in this business. They're going to be superstars because they came up the right way. I mean, there's a lot of people that have got licenses that
don't do as
good of a job as others do. And that's like that in any business, whether it's cars, selling cars, being radio host or whatever it may be. And we've been blessed in many ways, and that we can give some of this back is a great thing. It really is a good thing.
Yep.
So we're very happy with that.
A lot of fun.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir. The market's been busy. When I look at year to date and things that have gone on, I've got I've got statistics actually up to July, because we're in August, but we're not that far into August. And the top five companies did like 79% of the business up to July, or the end of July, excuse me, 1st of August. Century 21 is first with 20% of the volume. Pegler is second with 18.3%. Gilbert is next with 16.8%. Beeman has 13.1%.
Wow, good.
And Larry Black has 11.5%. And after that, it falls dramatically. And the next company has 4% of the business. I mean, there's several agents in in our company that would be like in the top, or that would easily be in the top 10 of volume. And it's there's a number of, you know, companies. It's nice to have them out there, but you need to think of who's going to best serve us and who's going to best serve. I want to sell my house. What's the best way to get it done? Well, it's from using the companies that are out there. You know, it's not just putting it out in MLS. It's to get the companies that are out there working, where the agents are working, where people are out and can find those companies. And that's one of the big things that we can do with Century 21, being the worldwide company that we are, is people know how to find us. And they're finding the Z team as well. But to be able to find that national company, the national branding of Century 21 is really big for people who need to get that information out.
And it comes beneficial for you because, of course, people still come from Chicago.
Oh, they come from
or
home.
They come from New York or New Jersey
Louisiana.
Or Louisiana. And you've got that national network to work with.
We've got a couple that came up from Romance.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's... People come from all over. It's not, you know, I'm not, well, I do have an accent. I can speak Southern much better than I could a few years ago.
We're working on you.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Have you got around to seeing, fixing to do that?
I not so much fixing, but I use all y'all and things like that. And and not so much bless your heart. I still have a tendency to get Chicago. If I'm going to go to bless her heart, I'm going to tell her what I really think. But that's generally most of the little colloquialisms. At least they don't throw me anymore. And we've been here for a while, pal.
Yep.
We've been here for a while. This is home.
Yep.
You know, and it's going to be home. We're not going to just fly in, fly out. This is where we.
You nailed that tent stake firmly in the ground, didn't you?
Yes, sir, we have. And
We'll let you stay.
We're glad. You know, it's been a great thing for us being able
Fun
to be
ride.
Here. And, you know, we've been blessed in a lot of ways.
Just think of the relationships and the friends that have developed over the last, say, 10 years.
Sure.
I mean, come on.
Dan Hall?
Yeah,
as an example, I mean,
have you learned the tricks of the language, like the accent on the first syllable? Like, we don't call the police, we call the police.
Police.
Well, the police is
we carry an umbrella.
I always thought that, like, they wanted to get it out because they just wanted to get the last, just in case it was their last breath of air. They had to get the hit out on the first syllable of the word.
And you go down the road a piece?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Down. Over by there.
Over, yeah.
But the number of things that we've done, it was funny because I had put a little folder on my computer. And computers then aren't as they are now. We don't think about how fast things have changed, but they really had. And I had a folder on there, and it was New Life, and because that was what it was going to be when I was retired in Chicago and we were moving down here. It is going to be a New Life. I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen. And, That fold would be really, 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 really full now. I mean, with the fullness of the life that we've had. Today's the Twin Lakes Retired Police Group. The good that we've been able to do and by being involved in that and the number of people that we've helped with that, the Feed Our Children and the Special Olympics, the backpack program, all things that realtors do that have really, really helped the community. Mm-hmm. And the realtors do that day in, day out. No big fanfare or anything. Something needs to get done. The hat gets passed, and it gets done. And we've been, as a group and us individually, I mean, we've been truly blessed in this and being able to give back in the way that we have. And it's very, very fulfilling. It's not... There's a business aspect to it, and the business aspect allows us to do the things that we do.
Yep.
And
yep.
That's, you know, like I said, we're truly, truly blessed in that. Helped a lot of people move on to the next, turn the page and move on to whatever that may be, whether it's coming, going, for whatever reason it is that they're coming or going, and help them to be able to move on and do that. That's...
I know.
When you get that handshake and that smile at the closing table and that thank you, because there's a lot of hand-holding is involved in this. You know, frantic phone calls and both sides saying, well, did you get this done? And they're, well, what happened here? And how come this is going on? and part being able to just sit there and, okay, it's going to be okay. And that's, hand-holding is a big, big part of what we do.
I can see that.
And thank God for my honey, who's been able to carry me through most of it and, you know, carry the team. And she's, you know, we talk about the going to the circus and the guy spinning the plates at the keeping them going. And, boy, I'll tell you what, she can run up and down that line and crank keep those sticks going. And keep them spinning and keep everybody where they're supposed to be.
Do you ever think when you're standing in the United Center with that Chicago police badge on that by 2017 you'd be on the radio for almost 10 years?
Arkansas, I went to no, sir, I did not. I'm not going to lie. But that's what happens. Life goes on.
Life goes on.
You know, and we've seen a number of people in different stages and different unexpected things that come up, and to be able to help them and help them to move on, and even for planned events that they know are going to go on. And it's just, it's been very fulfilling for us. And again, truly blessed, truly, truly blessed and great area. I want to hit, I've got the numbers for the week, but I want to hit these numbers real quick.
Okay.
For active listings, just so people know, they're thinking, well, I'm going to list my house and just kind of see where things go. From 90 to 100,000, there's 53 active listings. From 100 to 120, there's 76. 120 to 140, there's 79. 140 to 160, 76. 50, 46. When you get to 200, from 200 to 250, there's 82 listings. So if you're in that range, you got some competition. 250 to 300, there's 66. 300 to 400, there's 63. 4 to 500, there's 30. 500 to 600, there's 18.
Man, what?
600 to 700, there's 6. 7 to 8, 6. 900 to a million, there's 1. Over a million, there's 9 houses. There's 9 properties, houses, and these are residential. So some of them are probably farms or and big acreage on some of those. But just to give you an idea of what your competition is, if you're in those range and you're thinking, well, okay, well, you know, my house is worth that much. Kind of depends on the appraiser's been the bigger thing. But then when I go to sales, for actual sold listings, this is this year, from 100,000 to 120, there's been 56 sales. 120 to 140, 67. So that's obviously the sweetest spot right there. 140 to 160 is 45. 60 to 80, there's 32 sales. When you get into that $200,000 range, there's been 43 sales. 250 to 3, 19. 3 to 400, 19. 5 in the $400,000 to $500,000 range. And then one each from 500 to 600, 700 to 800, 800, 900 to a million. So that's partly why the number is up for the 6 million that we're doing. being over, year to date, we're 6.3 million with 18 more houses selling. So that's partly why some of those bigger houses have sold this year. This week in real estate, there were 65 new listings came on, 18 parcels of land, 4 commercial properties, 43 homes came on. They came on in a range from 14,000 to 1.4 mil. 32 sales, 5 parcels of land, a commercial property, 26 homes sold. That's the important part. 26 homes sold, and they sold in a range from 40,000 to 272,000. Average sale price was 134, 132 days on market. 3.5 million closed this
week. Wow.
28 expired, 40 had a price change. There's 756 homes listed on the MLS. Year-to-date sales here, there's been 598 sales for 2017 for $79.4 million. The average sale price has been $132. Last year, year-to-date, there had been 580 sales for $73.1 million with an average sale price of $126. So 18 more homes sold. $6.3 million more in residential real estate have sold.
Yep.
If you're thinking about listing your home, please give us a call. You know, some of the seniors may not want to be thinking about going through another winter and keeping everything up.
That discussion's coming up later on in the fall.
The fall. And just, you know, people out there. The leaves will be coming down and everything. So give us a call, 870-405-0793.
Bob and Linda Zadora, the Z-Team, Century 21 Lemak Real Estate, for all your real estate needs. That number again, Bob?
870-405-0793. Give my honey a call and see what we can do to help you out.
Time for the news. We'll be right back.